In our first letter, we protested the policies, narratives, and inactions that have attended your institutional priorities for the last several decades. We also protested the results of these policies, narratives, and inactions. We told you, flat out, that God sees and we see how you kill the babies and elders for profit. Likewise, God sees and we see how you illegally confiscate natural resources belonging to the living people of each country for the benefit of your own corporations, and then force the victims of these utility cooperative schemes to buy the products of these cooperatives at whatever price your minions operating the so-called public utility commissions dictate. And then you charge back the costs of the operations of your corporations to the victims of this scheme while pocketing the profits yourselves. The North American Water and Power Alliance, like similar organizations in other countries, acts as an institutionalized crime syndicate and is an illegal, foreign, and monopolistic cartel seeking to control water and electrical power and infrastructure resources that belong to the actual states and the people of this country. Similar cartels control access to gas and oil resources that likewise belong to the states and people of this country, and the same pattern has been imposed in Europe and throughout the former Commonwealth as well. The pattern overall is to allow certain interests to form incorporated business structures, claim that these businesses belong to members, and then impersonate the members, so that the actual owners are defrauded out of, 1, their purported ownership interest in the business, 2, their natural resources, and are then forced to, 3, pay the cost of the business operations and to, 4, buy back their own natural resources at a price dictated by a so-called public utility commission under monopoly conditions. None of these cozy arrangements are ever disclosed to the actual public of this country, and none of those entities claiming to be public utilities belong to the actual public. They belong to a foreign public operating in this country under conditions of non-disclosure and deceit, benefiting from false pretenses provided by a continuing illegal occupation of this country by British territorial, commercial, mercenary forces. This British territorial raj in America began plundering the natural resources of the southern states shortly after the Civil War, and expanded their illegal, unlawful, and immoral confiscation of property and control of natural resources in this country throughout the 1900s. Similar illegal corporate takeovers impacted the lawful governments of the Commonwealth countries in the early 1910s and spread to the countries of Western Europe and Japan and the Middle East as a result of the First and Second World Wars. Just as the British Raj in India was brutal and illegal, the British-controlled territorial Raj installed in this country under conditions of usurpation, unlawful conversion of our military, breach of trust, deceit, and violation of service contract, is illegal and brutal, too. The entire British Crown Corporation, its franchises, and all the banks associated with it, need to be shut down and liquidated for their pernicious and stubborn war profiteering, corruption of justice, and theft of public resources for private gain. These corporations are not the actual governments of any of these countries. They have no authority or standing as governments, no state immunity, no public indemnity, and no valid reason to exist apart from rendering limited governmental services for a fee. The mercenary forces used to create, enforce, and maintain this illegal and coercive system of predation have been created via a process of unlawful conversion, so that the armed forces of the victim countries have been secretly converted into foreign mercenary forces. Our public peacekeeping forces have similarly been unlawfully converted and replaced by private corporate-owned and misdirected law enforcement agencies. Their private security personnel pretend to occupy our public offices, such as county sheriff, long after foreign incorporated counties have unlawfully usurped upon their employers, seeking to impersonate the actual counties owed to our states. All these unlawfully formed organizations belonging to the British Crown and British territorial interests, as well as similar organizations operating under the auspices of the Roman municipal government, have been operating with increasingly brazen intent to harm the peaceful people they are supposed to serve. The widespread riots in this country, the former Commonwealth, Western Europe, and the Middle East, are a direct consequence of the improper, unlawful, and secretive usurpation of these corporations upon their unsuspecting employers. Satan's paper armies and constructive frauds have yielded a panoply of unjust enrichments and institutionalized fraud schemes and impersonation schemes and coercive controls benefiting private business interests. Those benefiting understandably wish this fraudulent gravy train to continue, however, they are also fond of their heads. It has been argued that the liquidation of these corporations would cause widespread havoc and chaos with unknown effects. It has also been argued that this criminal circumstance has existed so long that there are no lawful governments except ours left to take control of the situation. As our country was used as the pirate base to house and incorporate most of these offending corporations, and as we have been the goats made to pay the defense costs of this entire criminal empire, we suggest that yes, it should all be lawfully converted and forfeit to us, and we should be responsible for returning the assets of the other countries to them and assisting them in reinstituting their lawful governments and holding new, truly public elections. We also suggest that all the corporations seeking to control the other corporations, such as the UN Corporation and the WEF, aka World Economic Forum, and all their willing members, should be immediately dissolved, as these represent an attempted extension of already illegal and unlawful empowerments. It does no good to put Satan in charge of overseeing Satan. We must also fully inform you that nothing that any of these criminal corporations agree to among themselves can be presumed to carry over to us or be allowed to impact our public or private lives in any manner whatsoever. If our peace and prosperity is in any way impacted adversely by the existence of any corporation anywhere on earth, as it clearly already has been, it is your unique responsibility to shut these imaginary entities down and return them and their assets to us, to be placed under new management, liquidated, forfeited to new foreign owners, and otherwise disposed of in the best interests of public safety and prosperity worldwide. The Creator is forever greater than the creation, by maxim of law, by witness of nature. Issued by Anna Maria Riesinger, Fiduciary. The United States of America.